Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
We're back. Yes, indeed. Thank the Most High. We're back again. Back again for another episode. Yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all, yes I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promise times of refreshing are upon us. The time to rediscover the ancient truths. The time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten, my truth-loving brothers and sisters, as now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things, precious truths, that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light, when all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed, when indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to light, must be revealed, let it be, my brothers and sisters. And all who would serve the Most High cry aloud, Hallelujah! Yes, well, my brothers and sisters, again, we are back again. The blessed, most blessed Passover to all. We're back again, and I do thank the Most High that it is so. We're back again for another very precious episode, another very, very precious, precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Edmiah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Indeed, so very thankful to the Most High for this very, very precious opportunity to be back with you here again to speak these precious words. The Most High has granted for the healing of our people. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, directly, as he told me, I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, that I must tell you things. That men have done some of everything they could. Yes, even since the dawn of human fall. To hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. For the Most High had declared a very special promise. Those who seek his ways, the Most High has assured, yes, indeed, he has assured those who seek his ways, that the world shall again understand beyond all confusion, beyond all debate and doubt, what indeed is his will. Those who have a great love of the truth, my brothers and sisters, will be comforted. I said, they who have a great love of the truth will indeed be comforted. For my brothers and sisters, such is the nature of those who love Yah. Such is the nature of those who seek his righteousness for the mutual good of all. My brothers and sisters, I got a lot I want to talk about tonight. I would like to just simply, amongst other things, say very swiftly that I see so much. Yes, I do. I see so much that needs to be brought to mind. We must understand, my brothers and sisters, words, for instance, of the Apostle Shaul. How many of us understand and realize, there's no question about it, that the apostle Shaul, as an apostle unto the Gentiles, understood well, my brothers and sisters, the nature of what is, let's just say, the nature of both carnal and spiritual mind. And as such, as one anointed for a special purpose, I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, he did indeed admonish the nations regarding what is the righteous expectation of the Most High concerning his people. I said he did discern and declare, my brothers and sisters, so much of what is necessary unto the deliverance of our people. Understanding, my brothers and sisters, the psychology of the minds of those who are converted or converting. Discerning, my brothers and sisters, yes, the mind state of those who are converting regardless of what had been their former orientations, whether Jew or Gentile. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, the goal of the Apostle Shaul was to teach in such a way so as to open the minds and hearts of the people, regardless of what had been their former foundations and allegiances, that they all might ultimately walk the same path. Ultimately, my brothers and sisters, recognizing one righteousness. But I tell you, it's an amazing thing when we deeply examine the Apostle Shaul's words. What we find, my brothers and sisters, is though there was offered by him much admonishment from the Most High, I dare to say, my brothers and sisters, that all that the apostle warned against, I said that all that the apostle warned against men, have indeed, my brothers and sisters, committed. All that he warned against, have men been duped to maintain. And my brothers and sisters, I dare say, not discerning what indeed was the reference point after which he spoke. So many have been duped by false religion. So many have been duped. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, to worship at what Revelation 13 calls a false Messiah, having horns like a lamb, speaking as a dragon. False religion, my brothers and sisters, that has compelled many to uphold all manner of miscreant, misrepresentative pretense. Presuming so many forms of false worship have been true unto Yah, but have only been, my brothers and sisters, the imaginings of men. So much needs to be examined and set back in order that our people indeed be free. So much, my brothers and sisters, needs to be brought to remembrance that our people indeed may be free. For without a question, my brothers and sisters, the word of eternal life, the word that signifies that man, that a soul has overcome the world, is in the attainment of a word that is beyond all worldly contradiction. It is the attainment, the kind of conscience that knows without any question or shadow of a doubt of a need to seek Yah far beyond what is common after a worldly status quo. It's time we must understand these things, my brothers and sisters. We must understand what is meant, for instance, since we've been talking about this lately, that a love of the truth even a great love of the truth, is absolutely necessary that we be made mature in the discipline of Yah. I've talked about it many times, that any soul that can be satisfied or have comfort being placated, easily flattered, amidst a world of contradictions, such a soul, not discerning, I repeat, such a soul, not discerning the truth, how can they prove, my brothers and sisters, that they would serve Yah? Most High told me that if any man can be satisfied with the multitude of contradictions we see in this world and believe that that is the finished work of Yah, finished work of His Spirit, such a one cannot be a disciple unto Him. My brothers and sisters, the mind and heart of man must be converted for a truth beyond self, beyond worldly status quo, beyond all the multitude of denominations, the multitude of nations. My brothers and sisters, man must discern the exceeding truth and prove that in his heart is the love of the truth. How many of us, my brothers and sisters, realize how great is the need to attain discretion to prove that our love is indeed a love for Yah? Been talking about that a lot lately. Think about it, with Romans, what the Apostle Shaul says, shall we continue in sin? In other words, shall we continue to trust in a multitude of double-minded contradictions that is worldliness, when it is required of us that we all come to one consummate standard? 1 Corinthians 1:10 through 11 says, in the name of the Most High, we must all speak the same thing. One understanding, no divisions amongst us. Think about it. Scripture said we must all come to love and seek the Most High with all our minds, heart, soul, and might. For the edification of His name, I would even say, my brothers and sisters, we must seek the Most High that we do not slander His name, and that we do not deceive one another, and that we have a word to help one another, my brothers and sisters, in times in which our souls are in need of so much rejuvenation. Here, my brothers and sisters, I think, like I said, about the scriptures in Romans 8. Without faith, it's not possible to please Yah. How about without the truth? How about without a realization for the need to attain conscience beyond oneself? Why cannot plead the Most High for revelation of His conscience? One cannot plead the Most High genuinely for the revelation of His righteousness if he seeks, if man seeks to be justified of or by himself. Has he had faith in Yah, or has he simply sought to frame the Most High? After what has been the designs and desires of his own heart. I think about scripture, like I said before, Romans 6. Shall we continue in sin? Shall we be satisfied with a world of contradictions, debates, and doubts, and yet believe that we shall, for this indiscriminate, irreverent lack of love for the truth, shall we continue in sin amidst the multitude of contradictions, debates, doubts? Completely inconjunct patterns of thought. And say, my brothers and sisters, that after such as this, the grace of Yah, the favor of Yah, we be favored by Yah, when we, if we prefer blindness, indiscretion, confusion, more than seeking beyond all debate what is the divine absolute. Let us understand, my brothers and sisters, what those scriptures mean when it says, "Should we continue in sin, the grace may abound." The grace of Yah, the gift of Yah, is that He shows the fullness of His righteousness, purity, and completion, offering one choice. Romans 6 relates, my brothers and sisters, that the wages of contradiction is death. I've said it before. The gift of eternal life is a word without contradiction, beyond all debate and all doubt. All things, my brothers and sisters, are working together for one ultimate good, but such is the nature of the Holy One. So the scripture says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of Yah, how about the grace of Yah? How about the wisdom the Most High grants that we see beyond all worldly illusion? That is the hope of life, even life eternal. You know, I think about the scriptures and I look at them closely. Romans 7 talks about another law working in the members of man. So often, what is the saying between the 7th and the 8th chapter? Sometimes it seems, my brothers and sisters, that many of our people desire an indiscriminate status quo after which they can hide the hypocrisy and the darkness. Again, my brothers and sisters, scripture says, without faith, not possible to please Yah. It says, the spirit of Yah is given that the righteousness of Yah might be made complete in us. And therefore, my brothers and sisters, far better that we seek discretion of all divine righteousness, that peace indeed may come, because it's the only way it shall. Far better, my brothers and sisters, that we have a desire to seek all that is divine will, rather than seek to hide under the cover. So many of my brothers and sisters desire us to be exalted by men, or silent when opportunities to speak the truth are made available. They're silent, my brothers and sisters, concerning the exceeding righteousness of Yah, even if it were offered to them, that they might have camaraderie with those who seek not the wisdom of Yah that is necessary that we speak true to His name. All this is there, my brothers and sisters. Romans 8. We should thank the Most High, knowing that if the wages of sin is death, and that if we walk according to the flesh, or a multitude of our own undisciplined patterns, Scripture says we shall die. We should thank the Most High that it is his desire to redeem His people from all misconceit. And we cry with a great love, Abba, Bon, Father, our Father. My brothers and sisters, grateful that the Most High, what did He say? Yah so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him might not perish. Knowing that the Most High desires that His people should awaken to the will of one. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. It says the whole creation awaits the manifestation for the sons and daughters of Yah. What did the apostle Shaul then go on and say? I'm looking through the 8th chapter, looking then through the 9th. Says, neither armies, nor empires, nor anything created. Did you hear me? Neither armies, nor empires, nor anything created shall separate us from the love of Yah. In other words, my brothers and sisters, none of the persecution on the part of men, none of the various inconjunct and undisciplined governments of men, nothing that we might be bribed or enticed after will cause us to seek less. Did you hear, my brothers and sisters, than all that the Most High for His people desires. Going a little further in Romans 9:26. Many have had the law, but have not sought it by faith. Having the law, the written word. But have not discerned that there's an awesome mind behind the words. But brothers and sisters, those who simply read the book and believe that after their own conscience and orientations, that they discern all that needs to be discerned. After so many years in diaspora, so many years scattered after Western philosophy, those who do not realize, my brothers and sisters, there's a reason why the scripture says Messiah must come to restore righteousness as of old. They who presume that after what they've heard in this world, they need no reproof, my brothers and sisters, are truly indeed in need of great reproof. I can tell you there are many times in scripture, that there has been a weakness in the translation. Much weakness in the translation. For there are times, my brothers and sisters, that those who spoke the ancient Eastern tongue, many are the concepts, my brothers and sisters, monotheist strong foundation, monotheist concept that existed in their minds that Western translators did not have. Therefore, the end result of it has been, my brothers and sisters, that so many truths that are translated in Scripture, because the translators did not perceive these things upon initial foundation, my brothers and sisters, much has been lost in the translation. There are things that have been translated after Western mind, my brothers and sisters, that Eastern mind, Eastern monotheist mind, would never have presumed to translate that way. But my brothers and sisters, we live in a very, very much so very exciting time. Isaiah 29 relates without question that the days are upon us. I know the days are upon us. When indeed, my brothers and sisters, without question, eyes of the blind shall again see, indeed, my brothers and sisters, the word, the thoughts that are related in the book. We will again, my brothers and sisters, without question, re-see the initial vision that all the divisions amongst us shall be no more. Isaiah 29 says about wonderful in a marvelous manner. How about by the gift of his spirit, raising the conscience of men to seek the pure and perfect will of Yah, after which, my brothers and sisters, we shall become a people. My brothers and sisters, that gift, that marvelous, wonderful manner in which the Most High said he would open again the eyes, that we see again eye to eye, what is the glorious honor. The Most High, my brothers and sisters, is that which we were not afraid of the truth. My brothers and sisters, it is after that desire that many of us shall attain again the truth. I want you to consider something, my brothers and sisters. The very word that is translated in English, curiosity, I want you to think about the Greek word that's been translated from the ancient Persian word. We talked about this before on this show. Kurios is a word meaning Lord, of the Master, of the Most High. How about of the Omniscient One? How about of the Supreme Being? My brothers and sisters, the Most High is supreme in that he's too wise to relate a contradiction or a lie. All his concepts are interwoven, one reinforcing the other. Those who are of his spirit, our brothers and sisters, truly of his spirit, what does the scripture say? Amongst other things, scripture says we must present ourselves as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto Yah. We make an oath unto his name. One scripture says, for his sake we die every day. In other words, we allow the power of His Spirit and the power of His revelation to help us to transcend ourselves, that we might, again, truly, my brothers and sisters, become what we from the beginning were created as. I've said it before, man was created as an anointed being. How is it, my brothers and sisters, that man, over the course of time, fell away from that gift of the Spirit, that he has had to petition the Most High for a resurgence and the strength of that great spiritual power? My brothers and sisters, I tell you again what, upon meditation, the Most High has said. How has man fallen away? But that he has not loved the eye enough. But the apostle Shaul said to those who are converting, and how can the mind and heart of the people be converted if they have not a great love of the truth beyond themselves? Like I said, the Most High told me, if any man is filled with contradictions and satisfied with them, how can he be converted to be a disciple unto the Most High? Messiah told his apostles, or his disciples who became apostles, with the gift of the Spirit, gift of the epistles of the Most High, if you will, written upon their minds and hearts. That's why they call them apostles. Look at that word apostle and epistle. He told them to go forth and teach all nations, convert all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. How about unto the honor of all the Most High requires? Teaching them to do everything that Yah commands. That's a great love of the truth, my brothers and sisters. That's a great love of truth beyond itself. Messiah said, if you're my disciples, you'll know the truth. Apparently, he was speaking about a truth beyond ordinary. He said, if you're my disciples, you know, how about the exceeding truth? How about the things, my brothers and sisters, that leaders have a tendency not to speak? Isaiah 41:21-42:4, relating that in the last days the Most High looked and saw no prophets, none preaching the whole gospel. How about men still preaching after their own designs, rather than preaching truly all that is necessary into the kingdom of Yah? How about, my brothers and sisters, scripture even go as far as to say that in Isaiah 42, Most High looked upon the sons of men and saw none. That he asked a question, could give an answer, or show what his solution beyond the vast error we see, the oppression we see, the injustice we see amidst mankind today. So the scripture said, behold my servant, Isaiah 42. My elect one whom my soul delights, I put my spirit upon him, should bring forth he should bring forth justice. How about show solution beyond all the injustice and oppression, debate, doubt, and false rule, even false religion, and false administration, false government that exists in this world? How about showing man solution, my brothers and sisters, beyond all the altered sense of values that have compelled so many not to understand the preciousness of a genuine word from the Most High? It's very obvious, according to scripture, my brothers and sisters, that those who love the truth are only will only be at peace when all that is the genuine worship of Yah is revived and the mass misrepresentation that is Babylon is no more. The day comes, my brothers and sisters, when we shall see that honor and that glory. The scripture says Messiah must appear to magnify the law and make it honorable, or show, my brothers and sisters, what is the law of the Most High and the fullness of its honor. all that pleases Yah. There might genuinely be peace in this world, that there might genuinely be justice in this world, that men might know genuinely what it is to please and appease Yah. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. You know, like I said, I mean, I know tonight it'd be very difficult to go through all that is being said in the book of Romans to a people that were converted, and that the apostle was warning against the effects of their carnality, declaring unto them what should be their zeal for fullness of pure, perfect righteousness of Yah that offers one choice. But let us understand, my brothers and sisters, I'm just running through some of this scripture closely. Well, let's just say an excerpt of it. But looking at the fiber, the golden thread of its meaning, Romans 9:26, like I said, many have, scripture said, have the law, the written law, but have not sought it by faith. Therefore, men seeking according to their own design, the apostle Shaul had to announce again what? That his greatest desire for Israel, they might be saved. How about that all might see after the same conscience, having faith unto a full restoration, trusting, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has every intent to have for himself a people who in all things true to his righteousness, divine righteousness, shall be made to agree. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. He says he's the end. How about of all false law, end of trust and all misrule, an end to all trust and flawed misadministration for those who believe in him. What did he say? If you're my disciples, you know the truth, and the truth will set you free. How about set you free, my brothers and sisters, unto access, even unto the highest wisdom of Yah? I want you to understand what I mean by that. Anyone who is satisfied with any, with subjection under any subordinate lesser conscience, has not truly asked for the gift of the Spirit that teaches all things, no lie in it, that all might mature fully together. But that, my brothers and sisters, has always been the plan of the Most High. What did he say the covenant is? They shall all know me. He said he would write his laws, teach, elucidate, elaborate upon. That's the word matan means. He would elaborate, teach, expand upon, elucidate upon, magnify. In other words, my brother says, let's look at the intricate inner workings of the law. Unto a state, my brothers and sisters, before the Most High, that the Most High himself calls honorable and acceptable. But Romans 10 also related that we should be warned. Because it says, not all have heard the preaching of the gospel. Many have simply walked according to what seems wise in their own eyes, sought to cater to the contradictions seeming wise after a hypocritical status quo. And my brothers and sisters, many seeing, many willing to smile and show elation after a word of compromise. There are those who see such a thing and see many pleased with such a word and believe that it is holy when it caters to so many juxtaposed ideas of mere man. We should be wiser than that, my brothers and sisters, for that which is highly esteemed among men is so often, Scripture says, disgusting before Yah. I want you to hear, my brothers and sisters, there's no such thing as a holy politician. Anyone who is satisfied with a multitude of contradictions, or catering to a multitude of contradictions, is not true unto the one Most High. Again, my brothers and sisters, Romans 10 related, all those who in the last come to pass in the last days, that all they who call upon the name of the Most High should be delivered. But my brothers and sisters, you must understand that it's not a matter of man calling upon the name of the Most High according to what simply seems wise in his own mind. In fact, those who will call upon his name must know to call upon his name that their conscience be raised beyond themselves. Romans. The 10th chapter reiterates Joel 2:32. And in every case, my brothers and sisters, it is indeed a matter of a need for mankind to come to a higher dimension of discretion. For man, my brothers and sisters, call upon the Most High must know that he is also called to prepare for the day when all be called before the judge in the valley of decision. How many of us, my brothers and sisters, understand that the love of the truth, my brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you something the Most High told me. Let's make this a little bit plainer. One time I asked him a question. He told me, whatever is anti-life is sin. Anti-yah. Do you realize, my brothers and sisters, what that means? Wherever there is not a perfect love of the truth, my brothers and sisters, there's a love for no one. I say, wherever there's not a perfect love of the truth, my brothers and sisters, there's a love for chaos. I've said it to you before. The Most High told me many years ago. He said, wherever man is satisfied after a lesser sense of conscience, it is tribulation. Tribulation. Think about it. Man functioning after a multitude of variant vibrations, all of which desire to be said to be supreme. Is only a mass of arguments. Man not discerning what is absolute divine will supreme is truly, my brothers and sisters, in need of a standard bearer, a regatherer. Yes, even my brothers and sisters, scripture said we should be constantly seeking for the one called Shiloh. So regather our people. And surely, my brothers and sisters, we restore of people unto a sense of righteousness with which the Most High can be genuinely pleased. But I want to get to something about those scriptures that speak about the one called Shiloh. And Isaiah, particularly like around the 40th or 41st chapter. We need to ask the question, my brothers and sisters, like for instance, also at Isaiah 50. We're going to talk about this. I believe we're going to have enough time. Messiah will come asking the question. To whom have you likened Yah? Did no one tell you that there's no searching of all that is his understanding? Did you liken Yah then, not knowing this, to something far less? Think about it. He said, why when I came was there no man? Why was there none prepared and ready to answer? Did none of your leaders prepare you for the nature? Messiah will say, for his message? Oh, my brothers and sisters, there's a lot to be considered here. I want to talk a bit more about that. Romans 10. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, in order to be able to discern between the faker and one who is true, there has to be, my brothers and sisters, a great love for Yah. Because there are many, because they do not seek him enough, only set up pretenses in the midst. After which men have become insanely prideful. And the end result, my brothers and sisters, has not been the firmity of the foundation that is our hope. 11th chapter of Romans. Says one of the central verses in the midst of it. Discern, my brothers and sisters, it says, the blessing and the severity of Yah. It related the premises that what the Most High gave Israel is, in fact,
the primacy. That's what the apostle was telling Gentile nations. But he also admonished all our brothers and sisters that they be not wise in their own misconceits. For the deliverer must still come out of Zion to turn ungodliness from the midst of his people. What it means is that Messiah must himself raise a standard that will be the deliverance of his people. However, there are many who say that simply Israel will awaken to what? Purge itself? To suddenly become of itself what is necessary, though Israel itself is in a wavering situation today. The Israel suddenly just simply become that invariant light, as I heard somebody say it the other day, and say, okay, well, Israel is the apple of the Most High's eye. But when I called them and told them that Israel herself must awaken before our people are ready to return home, they thought that I was being something of a spoil sport. My brothers and sisters, I can only tell you that the true Israelite recognizes the Shema and is not pleased. I said, my brothers and sisters, is not pleased to all our people are awakened to the knowledge of the truth, that my brothers and sisters, there should be no more deceitfulness among us, and every soul, mind, and heart is awakened to the knowledge of the truth to be able to stand up to God what is divine actuality against every manner of deceiver. That indeed what is the will of Yah must be preserved in the earth. For that, my brothers and sisters, is our purpose as vessels created to be habitation of the Holy Spirit. How about preserve, as my brothers and sisters, even a dwelling place for the word of Yah? What is the scripture saying in Isaiah 66? What is the house you build for me? For heaven is my throne, the earth is my footstool. He says, I dwell in the heart of him who trembles at my word. Who will understand, my brothers and sisters, those whom the Most High calls truly his church? Twelfth chapter. Yeah, because the 11th chapter related that the Most High gave a promise to Israel, a promise to redeem the people, knowing full well what would be the condition of our people in these latter days. But the scripture says we must all, like I said, present ourselves as a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto Yah. By the renewing of our minds. That means, my brothers and sisters, that what we have learned and what we have accepted amidst the world and worldly carnality is something far greater that we must awaken to. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Looking at the time that's left, because I do have a lot still here to say. 14th chapter of Romans, if we really understand it, is actually saying we all must recognize that though we might be in the midst of many who are in need of transformation, our brothers and sisters, the scriptures must realize this and relates the idea that if any of us has discerned the way of life, the way of transformation, the way of conversion, our brothers and sisters, it came forth from him who shall sit upon the one judgment seat. We should not be so quick to judge one another, but much quicker if we can, my brothers and sisters, to help edify and help one another to see the truth. But that does not mean turning a blind eye where error exists. But it does mean, my brothers and sisters, we must seek the truth. All that it is that the Most High knows that he has a people steadfast and firm unto himself. Scripture even goes as far as to admonish us all that we all have to be able to stand before one judgment seat. Whatever is written of old is for our learning, that we through patience and faith in the Scripture might have hope. And we all must seek that fullness. That we all be like-minded and obedient in word and deed, even all the nations. So much to understand, my brothers and sisters, how the apostle, throughout the course of the book of Romans, sought to admonish the people concerning the psychology of what was necessary as they convert. My brothers and sisters, false religion, compelling men to believe they know the Most High after the simplicity of their own imaginations. I will tell you now, my brothers and sisters, that it has not been the fullness of faith that is necessary to reconcile our people and discipline our people, that we be one. I want you to consider, my brothers and sisters, what these scriptures are really saying. What they're really saying concerning what Messiah must come to declare to his people. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. So many among men, the reason why divisions exist, because men in so many ways have been compelled to hate the truth and love the parameters after which they find personal comfort. We must, my brothers and sisters, awaken beyond this irreverent indifference. We must awaken, my brothers and sisters. What does the scripture say? Because you are neither cold nor hot, I'll spew you out of my mouth. It's far better than you to be either cold or hot. My brothers and sisters, the love of the truth is absolutely necessary. Did you hear, my brothers and sisters? The love of the truth. It's absolutely necessary that we prove that we have the kind of zeal necessary to seek fully what is maturation in the name of the Most High, that no one deceives his brother. We said, comfort ye, O my people. My brothers and sisters, I want you to think about it. Isaiah 40, in the context of comfort ye, O my people, is like a statement from Messiah himself telling his people to be comforted because now they have an opportunity to see the truth that for a long time they had not had. And the opportunity that the confusion that has blinded and divided our people so long can now be no more. I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters, like I said. It's been a shock. It's going to be a shock to many to suddenly discern that they never knew what genuinely is the love of Yah, but it's only been a love of their own imaginations. What does Messiah say? Watch out for false prophets. Those who never tell you the whole truth cause you to value systems and ideas that my brothers and sisters before the Most High have not valued as genuine value because they don't complete His will. It's going to be a shock for a lot of people to accept that. But my brothers and sisters, it was written long ago that for a man's falling away from faith in Yah, trusting in the standards of men, that so many of my brothers and sisters went missed the point. What are those, my brothers and sisters, whose sense of values being shaped by men when the greater truth comes, because they seek to be esteemed by what is common to the thoughts after which, the thoughts of those after which they collaborate and associate. That in so many ways, my brothers and sisters, so many have been inclined, even when they had a chance to know the truth, to speak it not. I want you to think about something. I realize I just have a few minutes left, so I extended the time a bit, but I'm just going to want to just hit on some points. And those of you who read Isaiah 40 through 66 very well might catch on quicker to what I'm getting at. Man's present conscience, satisfied after 45,000 denominations and 280 nations, all manner of social, political, national, and pseudo-religious zeal is evidence of a damage to the conscience of our people, having been scattered in the midst of this diaspora for so long. What does the Apostle Jacob say? Hey, be careful. Though you be scattered among the nations, the Most High still requires of us a perfect work, which means we should always have had a great zeal for the truth and desire to discern the truth and to guard it, proving ourselves single-minded in our love for the Most High, that we be found worthy of His gifts. My brothers and sisters, we live in a society today of so many different ideals that men have upheld, that men have acted as if discretion is not a precious thing, because men want to have what they call what, religious freedom, what, for freedom to lie on the Most High. Hey, freedom to speak whatever they will, even if it means that they themselves are lied against. Ah, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures tell us we must seek the will of Yah, that we learn how not to deceive our brother. That is the first rule of the kingdom, in the context that we must learn the truth of the Most High, that we do not slander His name and we do not cause anyone else to become a misrepresentative or be left a misrepresentative. That is the Shema, my brothers and sisters. That's the utmost rule of the kingdom of Yah. So seek ye first the kingdom of Yah and His righteousness. My brothers and sisters, I would then go as far to say that we are to seek Yah and all that is His righteousness if we ever desire to see the fullness of His promises, fullness of the blessing that He intends for His people to be brought to bear. Shall we seek ye less than that and expect all that is divine goodness to still yet come to be? My brothers and sisters, we've got a lot of growing to do. And I'm saying this now because in this time we call Passover, we have to discern, my brothers and sisters, what it is to seek to escape, let's just say, the short-sighted conscience, the self-righteous, selfishly ambitious, arrogant, and ignorance, conscience that has pervaded amongst our people for so very long. I can say that some people who love this idea about Christianity in the context of men being able to say, or at least declare among men unscrupulously and not be so easily by many exposed, simply saying that people know the Most High because they call upon His name. My brother says that's a mass illusion. You call upon His name, you call upon His name, desire to be taught by Him. That you might have an opportunity, my brothers and sisters, to be called true to Him. Messiah Himself, think about it, Hebrews 5 said, the scripture says concerning Him, He offered vehement cries and tears to Him who was able to save Him from death. Now, He's calling upon the Most High, my brothers and sisters, that His conscience might in all things be made pure. What does the scripture say? He grew to become author of life everlasting to those who obey Him. We've talked about the scriptures in Isaiah 50, where the scripture says the Messiah would not be satisfied till what? Indeed, He has the word to declare true salvation that dries up the rivers. What does it mean by dry up the rivers? How about shows the exceeding conscience beyond all the leaders? Scripture talks about the idea about the Most High coming and saying to Him, teaching Him morning by morning. The Most High causes His ears to hear the teaching, and He does not turn back the rebellious way because He has a word that He must attain to strengthen the weary among our people. How many of us understand, my brothers and sisters, what all these prophecies are saying? Blessed are those who will. I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, those who love the indiscriminate ways, the darkness of the nation, the blindness, blindness of which men's iniquities have remained to Him a mystery, and they have no love for Yah, no love for our people. Babylon, however, my brothers and sisters, wants people to feel that they thrive in the darkness. But Yah has a better plan. Think about what these scriptures, my brothers and sisters, are actually saying. Think about Isaiah 48. Made us sworn by the name of the Most High, but not in truth nor in righteousness. Shall the Most High be pleased with that? Absolutely not. Messiah comes to declare a word that is from the beginning, to show man again the way that he should go, that he might have peace, saying, there's no peace to the lawless, says my Yah. No peace to those who walk after less than, seeking less than what is divine will. What do you say? Daniel 12:10, those who seek to do good works, all the Most High requires, they shall understand. They who seek to do all that the Most High requires, my brothers and sisters, can be made genuine guardians of the truth that the truth we attain shall remain. I want you to think about it. I ask the Most High that he put his spirit upon the minds and hearts of our people, that they see again what is really being said here. Isaiah 28, cloth too short, warped, weak, insufficient for a garment, but the Most High, the mighty and the strong one, will come for the deliverance of his people. My brothers and sisters, whether we want to admit it or not, so much that men have called viable and acceptable is insufficient to prove a genuine love and allegiance for Yah himself. That's why the scriptures say we have to seek him line upon line, precept upon precept, for all that he declares. To prove, my brothers and sisters, that we are worthy even of the enlightenment of the mind, that we do not fall short of reason. Like I say, blessed are they who find the truth. They may prove their hearts true to all that Yah requires in his righteousness. Shall men covet after them who provoke Yah? Malachi. Shall men covet after them who provoke the Most High? And then say they have a love for him? I'm talking about Malachi 3:13, 3:18, 4:2. The wicked tempt Yah, and yet are delivered. But some people say the wicked are well set up. So they follow after them and say that they revere the Most High. But Most High, my brothers and sisters, knows the difference between those who serve him and those who serve him not. And those who serve him, my brothers and sisters, will realize that there is a need to keep his commandments, to keep his ordinances, to seek all that is divine justice, because he said the day would come that those who would be an obstacle against his people attaining the fullness of what is intended. He said there should be ashes under the soles of the feet of the righteous in the days that he should do this. In the Aramaic, it actually goes as far as to say the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing upon his lips. Words. To reprove the conscience of man. That our people, my brothers and sisters, be restored to the ancient righteousness that the Most High forswore to the ancient Hebrew fathers. Remembering with right understanding the law the Most High gave to Moshe. I want you to think about it. In the time of Messiah, 2,000 years ago, there were scribes, Pharisees, Sadducees, Zealots, Essenes, many groups who believed that they administered rightly the law of Moses, or at least taught the people that they did. My brothers and sisters, the scripture says in the last days, some will discern to keep the commandments of Yah after the faith of Yeshua, and they will sing the song of Moshe and the song of the Lamb. We're talking about Revelation 14:15. And my brothers and sisters, what it means is that beyond the mark of the beast of those who will not reason, some shall discern, my brothers and sisters, what indeed is the initial ideal and impetus after which we all should be, my brothers and sisters, in great expectation and seekitude. Yes, great expectation and seekitude for him who comes to restore all righteousness, that there be no more confusion. Malachi speaks of Messiah as the Lord whom you seek, he for whom you are waiting. How about him who declares absolution, that there be no more debate? What does the scripture say in Yohanan? 3rd chapter 3:14 through 21. In particular, it talks about those who seek to do good works will come into the light, that they may be discerned that their works are wrought after the power of Yah. But those who do evil hate the light, hate the reproof, lest their works should be reproved. Our brothers and sisters, when it says, comfort ye, O my people. It's saying, come and be comforted, all of you who would seek the whole truth, all of you who would be true to all the Most High's declared. The Messiah will come forth saying, and it says in Isaiah 40, come near to me, let my people come together for what? A sense of justice and discretion, that we all might speak plainly, clearly. All my brothers and sisters, that none should stumble. Scripture talks about Messiah, Most High will, one scripture said before, and make the crooked places straight. How about the scriptures talking about how the Most High will subdue, expose all the unrighteousness of all the rulers, prove their knowledge foolish. How about grant Messiah a word? What the scriptures say? That the rulers, how about the false precepts of the leaders should be as dust before his sword and driven stubble to his bow, the accuracy and the purity of his word. Expose all unrighteousness, my brothers and sisters, that men might see clearly beyond every obstacle what the genuine way of the love of Yah. Think about what these scriptures are saying, my brothers and sisters. Messiah and Malachi is called he for whom you delight. Yes. Delight if you want what the scripture says he would do. So he's going to purge out all, let's just say, the error of every false pastor, priest, rabbi, elder, if you want to call it that. That's what Malachi is really talking about. That he might restore righteousness as of old, pleasing as in former years. How many want that, my brothers and sisters? I say again, I'm saying to you truthfully, my brothers and sisters, without the love of the truth, my brothers and sisters, how can we say that we help to establish stability in the kingdom of Yah? One who has the love of the truth will seek it, that it be preserved, that it be guarded, that it be disseminated in the hearts of all they who, my brothers and sisters, would be part of that eternality, a strong foundation that the Most High must establish, that it remain. That, my brothers and sisters, finally be fulfilled what's said in Isaiah 59. Excuse me, Isaiah 59. This covenant should be restored in the mouths of our people, that it should remain in the mouths of our descendants, and our descendants henceforth even forever. And he raises up a standard against all ungodliness. My brothers and sisters, those who are comforted and only satisfied with the knowledge of the truth, my brothers and sisters, that hope brings a great satisfaction. I talked to you a little bit farther, a little earlier, about the idea about that word for curious. You look it up sometime. The word sometime for Lord is sometimes spelled K-Y-R-I-O-S. Kaf Reshin is still in there. Those of you who know what I'm talking about, looking at the article on my website, hiddengospel.com, early church origin, understand what I'm talking about. Curious. My brothers and sisters, can the people of the Most High, who know that the Most High cannot be satisfied with indiscriminate thinking, can they be pleased while they love are still not yet matured? If only those who have a love of the truth and are mature would be preserved, my brothers and sisters, then preaching, teaching, desires that others should know was necessary unto life. Even a willingness, my brothers and sisters, to so many times sacrifice self in the midst of a society that's inclined to ridicule those who would bring understanding. My brothers and sisters, there's still a need for those the Most High, like he told me, he calls prophets because they speak after a spirit that would teach all things, no lie in it, to speak those things that others would not. What is Messiah saying? When the scriptures talk about comfort ye, my people, Listen to me and keep silence, and my people renew their strength. What is he saying, my brothers and sisters? But seek. He's saying to his people, voice that first is speaking, Eliyahu, is basically telling people to prepare for one who will come to preach. Remember I told you the word metanoia in Greek and the word nachem in the Hebrew? Both of them related the idea about seeking beyond yourself. What about Messiah saying, the Most High has called him by name from the birth, that men should seek, what does the scripture say in Isaiah 49? The righteousness of Yah again revealed honorably to bring his people back. How about raising the one conscience to be that the word, that beacon of salvation to the ends of the earth? What about Messiah saying ultimately to his people that he is Shiloh? He is the one that regathers his people. He is the one appointed to restore righteousness as of old, declaring to his people, seek his righteousness extraordinaire. Seek all that is divine righteousness, that all that is promised as a reward might be manifest among his people. Because I say again, my brothers and sisters, the people who can be comforted and at peace with mass contradictions, lies against the Most High, self-aggrandizing divisions, they are not his people. What is Messiah saying? My word reveals the difference beyond the borders, the mindscapes of your rulers. That's what it means. He says he drives up the rivers. He shows, he says, I have no power to deliver. Behold, my buke, I dry up the seas. Think about it, Isaiah 50, what it's really saying. Behold, in my rebuke, with my word, I show a conscience greater than your leaders. I make sackcloth their covering. In other words, he proves their perceptions. Not to be my brothers and sisters worthy of the name, but ashamed. Time to understand the reality. He said, in effect, if you read Isaiah 40, he says, seek, he's telling the world, to seek all that is his righteousness. Let us come together for true justice. Most High no longer be robbed. Let every blinding obstacle of self-righteous injustice be removed. He is saying to his people, seek all my righteousness. This is what he is declaring to his people. Always has. And this is what we must prepare that he shall do. And this, my brothers and sisters, for those who ever love the truth, should be a great delight. What does the scripture say? He for whom you are waiting, Lord whom you seek, you should be waiting for, in whom you should delight, if you have a love of the truth. And you no longer aspire after those who would, what does the scripture say over in Malachi? Would say that everyone who walks in his own evil ways is somehow good in the sight of the Most High and he delights in such. My brother and sister, scripture says such a word, my brother and sister, is actually a blasphemy, a blasphemous misorder, a dishonoring of a holy name. My brother and sister, it is not the love of him who declares he is all and everything always that he is. Ah, my brothers and sisters, he is saying, when he says, comfort ye, my people, be comforted, because it's about to be all right. Seek all my righteousness, all extraordinary, he's telling his people, that his name no longer be slandered. Seek all that is his will, telling all those who would listen to seek all his will, my brothers and sisters, that none slander him. Asking the question, did you know me according to your imaginations? After what did you liken Yah? Did you liken me after what you see? After what this system calls valuable? What is the reason why the scripture says Messiah will come? Not judge after what his eyes seen or what his ears hear. And with the breath of his lips, with the testimony of his mouth, shall he slay and expose the wicked. That there be no more obstacle in the knowledge of Yah cover the earth as the waters cover the sea, and that all shall find me, all the nations. I said, beyond all their rulers shall seek him, and his rest and his peace shall be glorious. brothers and sisters, the great love of the truth is not the matter of people sitting back and saying, oh boy, look at the folks who seem highly exalted in the earth. Let us emulate them, who in so many ways deny divine ordinances. No, my brothers and sisters. The people who can be so easily beguiled and by the bribe. What scripture say in Isaiah 44? Well, this is the Messiah in Isaiah 45, and it says, he will bring his people back. Most I will send one who will bring his people back, not for a price, nor for a reward, not for a bribe. Shall my brothers and sisters, we be so inclined to sell out the vision the Most High gave to the ancients of our people for the hypocrisy of those who never had a love for the kingdom of Yah and would continue to preserve the hypocrisies of all manner of misrepresentation, political, social, national, and pseudo-religious? The Most High desires far more than that for his people, my brothers and sisters. And the people that would sustain his covenant must prove that they want so much more. What else is Messiah saying, my brothers and sisters? Look at Isaiah 40 and Isaiah 49. But that the Most High has called him to expose every wicked, lawless, self-righteous, insufficient, unjust, immature way. He's saying, be regathered, even unto him beyond all others, that you discern the blessing of his rest and peace. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Isaiah 50 speaks to Messiah after he says, look to Abraham, your father, and Sarah, who conceived you, faithful ones. Look to the rock, the solid foundation from which you were hewn. He tells the people if they walk according to what seems wise in their own eyes, not seeking him whom the Most High is called by name to restore righteousness. He said if they walk according to what merely seems wise in their own eyes, the sparks that they have kindled seeming wise in the night, they would lie down in sorrow. But he said to those who put their trust in him, my brothers and sisters said, although they will oppress them. I'm talking about Isaiah 51. It says, although my brothers and sisters will come against them, be like that which the moth eats up. You need to understand, my brothers and sisters, we all need to examine these scriptures. Because many are they who read Isaiah 41 and never even realize they're speaking of Messiah at all. He's called the righteous one, likened to the rising sun that suddenly casts aside all the darkness, revealing the light the world would obscure. How about bringing all the misrepresentations of the rulers to an end? That must be Messiah, my brothers and sisters. It has to be. Blessed they will understand why Revelation 16 is called King of the East, King like unto the rising sun, who exposes all the unclean spirit, all the false doctrines and injustice of all the rulers. Who exposes that city like great city Babylon. Who exposes all the unrighteousness of the leaders of that city of confusion. My brothers and sisters, if you haven't read them yet, there's a serious need to examine the scriptures and hit the scriptures and the points that are related from Genesis to Revelation. And an article on my website called hiddengospel.com, an article there called The Secret City Prophecies. There's a need to read an article that is there called Prophetic Proof that relates who the early church knew Messiah to be. And one of the most dastardly schemes that the rulers of the earth have ever committed is in their efforts to blind the people, not to discern who the early church knew Messiah to be, that they pander upon the people, a counterfeit, like the scripture says, having horns like a lamb, but speaking after the dragon, the deceiver. Operating after all the misauthority, murderous ideas of those who murdered the saints. Look at the first four centuries and understand. Messiah said that after those murderous times of the first century, immediately subsequent to the fall of Jerusalem, he said there'd be a rise of false prophets, leaders who never taught the whole gospel, always taught a word compromised down to a level after which they could preserve their wickedness. and allegiances to their political, national, social, and pseudo-religious regimes. Against, my brothers and sisters, men discerning Yah as he is. Against men maturing fully in the spirit. The power of his, of the spirit of the anointed one. But the anointed one, my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you the Most High granting him to see so much more than what ordinary eyes see and ears hear. Not shall be satisfied until what? The replication of the same idea. Isaiah 50 relates it. Yohanan John 17 relates it. What does Scripture say he would say? Restore to me. Glorify me. Honor me with the glory I had with thee before the world was made. Evidence of a maturation, my brothers and sisters, in process. So Scripture says, I said, Hebrews 5, he grew to become perfect and author of life everlasting, those who obey him. Priest forever after the order of Melchizedek, that he would conquer every enemy against his people, attaining to all righteousness again. That's the promise the Most High gave to Abraham, my brothers and sisters, that the world be blessed. Those scriptures when it says, comfort ye, O my people, repent ye, O my people, means he's also showing the people how, again, to repent. How they can return collectively unto the will of one. Again, my brothers and sisters, this is, those scriptures are related to the expectation of the one called Shiloh. When we gather, look at Genesis 49. Speaking of what must happen in the last days, went out of the tribe of Judah, a lawgiver who regathers our people. That means he does set a standard, my brothers and sisters. And upon his strength, even upon his trust in the Most High, shall all the nations come to trust. Those scriptures of Messiah, my brothers and sisters, you need to understand who that righteous one likened to the rising sun is, according to Revelation 16:12-21. Why he's called the angel from the rising sun, the word angel also meaning king, rising sun east, that seals the people that prove utmost faithfulness. That means that they awaken and have a strong drive to follow Messiah wherever he leads, beyond all the misconceits of the beastly nations that refuse to reason as one. So all there, my brothers and sisters, for Messiah is announced when that city that is forenamed has been brought to destruction because it would not believe. What about a world that has not believed? Most High has a plan, my brothers and sisters. And there are those who think that the judgment begins immediately, or that they're across an entire world. Brothers and sisters, the scripture says the Most High has a plan with regard to a particular city that will warn a whole world against its unrighteousness. But how many of us, my brothers and sisters, have been willing to listen to what the Most High has said concerning this? That all the various rulers of the world be recognized in their injustice. The scripture said in advance that the leaders wouldn't tell you about these things. Like the scripture said, Messiah would come and say, why when I came was there none to answer? Why was there none to know, to recognize, know sufficiently to recognize my message? Isaiah 28, words line upon line, precept upon precept, measuring line to the plummet. Scripture says, to whom shall he teach knowledge, and to whom shall he make to understand the report? Kings shall shut their mouths because of him. Isaiah 52:15-53:1. Kings should shut their mouths because of him, because that which they are not considered, they should be made to consider. Who shall believe his report? Who shall understand and believe what they have not by men heard or by men been taught to esteem? The sign will come one day, my brothers and sisters, and the scripture says, blessed are they who put their trust in him. Trusting him beyond all those who have conspired against the awakening of our people. Messiah will come and say, comfort you, O my people, draw near to me. And be made again strong. He said, those who believed in him, he gave them power to become the sons of Yah. How about that they collectively walk after him beyond the will of the flesh and the will of men? My brothers and sisters, reborn. How about reoriented, my brothers and sisters? Born again does not mean that one just presumes that he's called upon the name of the Most High. If not, my brothers and sisters, unto seeking all that is his righteousness. There are people who call themselves born again. Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterians. Brothers and sisters, be born of the one spirit is beyond all these contradictions. I'm looking at the time. Looks like we only got a few minutes left. But I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, the fact that so many of us are satisfied with all these contradictions is evidence of the weariness, the spiritual weakness of our people that must be overcome. And my brothers and sisters, it shall be. That is the promise. Wow. Looking at a lot of things here that I still want to talk about. Time is about to be up. Well, I can only say to you, my brothers and sisters, please check out my website, such articles as those at hiddengospel.com, Secret City Prophecies, Prophetic Proof, Early Church Origin, Forgotten Mutual Expectation, Thoughts and Afterthoughts on Contradiction versus Diction, Tribulation 70-365 AD. I tell you, my brothers and sisters, all that is there is definitely required reading for those who would prove themselves faithful unto the Most High. That will be steadfast in the knowledge of him, because I said again, blessed are they who find the truth, that they may love it. For our love of the truth is an absolute requirement under the kingdom of Yah. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Eddie Miah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Under his might, honor, and praise always, thanking him all for always for every ear that he brings near. Hallelujah! A blessed Passover to all. And may we discern indeed, my brothers and sisters, what is necessary to prove faith unto the